Good morning.
Good morning.
We welcome you to the baptism of our Lord Sunday. And yesterday was Epiphany, where we celebrate that Christ came for the world in all four corners, and his light shines. And also today is a day that I like to celebrate the Reformation. Now, there is Reformation Day, which is October 31st. But in my understanding of what Martin Luther sought to do, it wasn't to start a new church, but rather reform, bring the gospel back to the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. So I like to think of January the 3rd as the day that the Protestant Reformation began, because on January the 3rd, 1521, he was excommunicated, then he didn't have a choice. So we are going to celebrate that today by having a guest preacher, a speaker from the way past that will be with us today. So it should be a real blessing. Just a couple announcements. If you'll look on the back, if you have your gifts, either the boxes or a check that you want to give to the Society of St. Andrew, you can bring those down. We'll have the Litany of Dedication after we sing the doxology. We'll do the Litany of Dedication for those gifts. Also, speaking of gifts, Carolyn or Kelly will give you your statement of giving for the past year for your tax purposes. Any other announcements? Yes, sir.
Regarding Samaritan's Purse, I'm a little behind on getting something out to everybody. I had COVID over Christmas, put 3 or 4 days in a tree stand, wasting the time. But I want to do things a little differently this year. I'll make an announcement next week.
Okay.
As everybody knows, we filled a lot of shoeboxes, and it was great, but it was also very chaotic. Different age groups, girls, boys, everything. So I want to make it a little easier this year. And someone told me this last year, and I did a little research, and it's true. Gail told me that the people that get left out the most are girls and boys 10 to 14. Everybody seems to concentrate on the little kids. So this year I want to concentrate on make it simpler, boys and girls 10 to 14, kind of getting the same stuff so that the boxes are easier to pack. So I'll make a more clear announcement next week, so I know we're a little behind on starting to collect.
We're looking forward to that. It was a great event last year. And if 2024 moves along as quickly as 2023 did, Christmas will be next week. So we'll have to get on top of it. So we look forward to that. Prayer. I've got a couple prayer requests. We want to, and you'll see she's back in the prayer list. But let's keep Helen Kinzer in our prayers as her numbers have increased. So let's keep Helen in our prayers. Any other items of prayer? Seeing none, let us go to the Lord, and then we'll enter worship. Our gracious Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day, for all the many blessings that you have given us. We thank you on this day that we, with churches around the world, celebrate the fact that you were baptized. As John the Baptist protested, that one who was sinless and absolutely perfect did not need the sinner's bath of baptism. But in your full identification with humanity, with us, we now, through our baptism and faith in your gospel, are fully identified with your righteousness. And we're grateful for your gift of Jesus Christ. And we celebrate that. We thank you for the gift of those that have stood for the truth. And we pray that we will take our place in that great legacy that has been before us, and through your mercy and superintendency of the gospel will continue to be for all eternity. We thank you for this opportunity to worship. We thank you that we do it as brothers and sisters, and we ask for your mercy upon us. In particular, we do lift up Helen. We pray that you'll continue to work healing in her. We also pray that you would be with the one or the situation that comes to our mind at this time. We thank you that you care for us, and we trust in you. May your Holy Spirit inspire us and lead us to trust you more. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. You look with me in front of the bulletin. As always, we gather in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Make us to know your ways, O Lord, and teach us your path. Lead us in your truth and teach us, for you are the God of our salvation, for whom we wait.
Amen.
If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love.
According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions, wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation, and uphold us with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Let it be known to you that through Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. He commanded us to preach and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
Amen.
If you'll look with me, we'll use the 29th Psalm by whole verse, calling each to worship. Then we'll stand and sing, How Great Thou Art. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and beauty of his name. Worship the Lord with the beauty of holiness.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of thunder.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
He brings his son on the city like a calf, and the mountain like a young wild ox.
The voice of the Lord splits the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord brings the
and in the temple of the Lord, all are crying, Glory!
The Lord sits enthroned above the Father. The Lord sits enthroned in the kingdom of our Lord.
The Lord shall give strength to his people. The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace. Amen.
Thank you.
reading appointed for today is from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, both now and forever. Having made us his children, we are bold to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The second reading for today is from Romans 6, verses 1 through 11. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Once more, child in the world of thousands, once more free. Thee all glory, Lord, and honor. All our praises, our lives, we adore you, and we worship you alone, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Let us consecrate these gifts using the litany of dedication. Savior of the world, bringer of light, hope, and joy, Emmanuel, God with us, Word made flesh, Prince of Peace, accept and bless the gift of the present and all these gifts we bring to feed your hungry children.
Thank you for the good gifts that you have given us to share with all people.
We pray for those who struggle to make ends meet, for those who wonder where their next meal is coming from, and for every young child who does not have enough to eat.
Lord, hear our prayer. Guide our congregation to live and to give the present, and feed hungry people in need.
We pray for those whose spirits are hungry this day, for those who feel far from you, and for those who do not know your love.
Lord, hear our prayer. Feed our spirits, and help us share your love with others.
God of abundant love, hear our prayer. Multiply our gifts to feed those hungry for food and those hungry for you. Help us magnify your joy and love in this broken and hurting world as we share the gift of the present. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Savior, we pray. Amen. And in honor of the name and word of Christ, I would ask you to stand again as we hear the reading of the gospel.
Gospel reading is Mark chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Thus saith the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ. You may be seated.
Guten Morgen, my Damen und Herren.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You must be wondering, who is this? Well, I am not Papa Julius II, Pope Julius II. I have no plans to attack Naples. Neither am I Julius Caesar. And neither am I Alexander the Great. I am Herr Junker Jorg. I believe in English that is translated as Sir Knight George. But do you know who I really am? Shh. I'm Martinius Luther. Martin Luther. Hello, friends.
Hello.
My Freunde, my friends. So let me share with you a little story. Please be patient. This story is a story about God. It is really a story also about our Lord and Savior. On 27 January, in the year 1521, the Diet of Worms opened. It was held in Worms, Germany. Note the German pronunciation of Worms. It is not Worms. And Diet is an imperial assembly, not a weight loss program. Mostly, the members of the Diet discussed what to do about the Ottoman Turks, who were ravaging Eastern Europe. The Holy Roman Emperor Charles V's lands were also being threatened in the West. So Reformation-related church issues were at a time what you might call, in your language, a sideshow. Much later on, on Wednesday, the 17th of April, I appeared before the Diet at about 4 p.m. So you see, it was very low on the list of things to do. Papal representation and even the Holy Roman Emperor himself was in attendance. The Archbishop of Trier, Johann von der Aken, asked me to read out the titles of the pamphlets I had written. I did so. These pamphlets had been translated here into English for your edification. They were also shortened titles for your convenience. The first one, Addressed to the German Nobility. The second one, On Good Works. The third one, On the Babylonian Captivity of the Church. And the fourth one, On Christian Liberty. The first is about the priesthood of all believers and the two kingdoms, the worldly kingdom and the spiritual kingdom. The second addresses the justification by grace through faith for Christ's sake. The third one discusses worldly corruption within the visible church, the latter dominated by the Roman papacy. The fourth lays out what it means for a Christian to be free. Von der Aken also asked me if these were my works. And I responded, Jawohl, jawohl, mein Herr. Of course they are. And he said, well, then I'm asking you to recant them. At first, I was very surprised. Surely we would be given more time to discuss the pamphlets. So more time was requested. And by the graciousness of His Imperial Majesty, the Diet granted me more time, but only one more day. So the next day, Thursday, the 18th of April, again at 4 p.m., and before the entire assemblage, I refused to recant. My conscience is held captive to the word of God, I said. Only in German I said that. Earlier, Rome had issued, and this is Leo X, had issued a papal exsurge domine against me, excommunication. As your pastor mentioned, that it was excommunication. You are no longer a part of the church. Yet during my travels to and from Worms, and during the entire period of the Diet, I was under imperial protection by the Holy Roman Emperor. Our party finally departed Worms on the 26th of April. By the 8th of May, imperial protection had been withdrawn. I was now a heretic with a price on my head. By the grace of God, friends of the German Duke of Saxony, Frederick the Wise, gave me protection. And how did they do that? They intercepted our carriage in the woods and then took me to the Wartburg Castle near Eisenach, where I was sequestered. There I remained in remote exile for about 10 months. Reminiscent of the first century experience of St. John, it was to be my Patmos. Remember, St. John wrote the Gospel to John, and Revelation in those days. I was also incognito. I was not Luther, Martin Luther. I was Herr Junker York. This is why I stand in front of you today as a knight and not as an Augustinian monk. So that is the background of Junker York and the Wartburg. What did I do over those 10 months? First, loneliness and often hunger and illness plagued me many times. I could not sleep. I was, shall we say, often unregulated. My good and wise friend and mentor, Johann von Staupitz, was not present to talk theology with me. Second, I remained busy. Very, very busy. But how? Devotional commentaries were written by me. Most importantly, however, the New Testament was translated from the Vulgate Latin into the vernacular German. Two primary sources for the translation project were used by me. The first source was a Greek translation of the Latin Bible, which had been produced by the great Dutch scholar Desiderius Erasmus of Rotterdam. The second source was the Vulgate Latin translated from the extant scriptures. That translation was written by, how would you like to have this name, Eusebius Sophronius Hieronymus in the 5th century. Now we know who that gentleman was, Saint Jerome. And his Vulgate Latin translation was also, in our time, the official scripture of the Roman Church. Yet here was the problem. Saint Jerome was often not an accurate translator. He was also not a particularly gifted theologian at times. At other times he was. Foremost, Saint Jerome believed that Christians must practice penance. What is penance? Briefly, it is engaging in self-righteous good works and certain ritualistic practices to merit grace and earn the forgiveness of sin. Then they confessed the specific sins to a priest. These specific sins are then absolved once rituals are satisfied. The Holy Scripture knows nothing of this, knows nothing of penance. So why did Saint Jerome write this? Jerome translated the original Koine Greek, which is the common lingua franca of Greek, of that area of the ancient world at the time. It was also the basis of the New Testament scriptures in addition to Aramaic, the Koine Greek. Of course, in our time, the 16th century, absolution is also connected to the purchasing of indulgences. Indulgences have been said to free one from purgatory. Now, purgatory, that concept, is a very old doctrine of the church. It extends all the way back to AD 593, when it was first established by Pope Gregory I. The sale of indulgences is a more recent addition to that, originating in AD 1190 by Pope Clement III. The latter time marked a period of the Third Crusade. The papacy needed the money. There were wars and battles to fight, and grand architectural wonders to erect. There were riches to acquire and people to buy off, quite frankly. War, great grand structures, wealth building, grifting, and power politics all cost money. As Friar Johann Tetzel insists, as soon as the coin in a coffer does ring, another soul from purgatory springs. But brothers and sisters, we do not earn our way into heaven. Niemals, niemals, never. We are redeemed in full through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who took all our sins with him to Calvary. Only through the free gift of faith in what Christ has done for us are our sins forgiven. Belief saves. It is unbelief that condemns. And Christ has done it all for us. So there's nothing left for us to do. Richtig? Correct? Jawohl. Absolutely true, although our neighbors are in desperate need of the gospel, our prayers, and even our good works. Yes, this is where our good works come into being. We should help our neighbor with these things, but never to convince God of our holiness, but rather always as profound gratitude for what Christ has done for us. That's why we help our neighbors with our good works. Jesus Christ has redeemed us in full. And if we want to put that in another way, one that perhaps you're more comfortable with in more modern times, Jesus Christ is the sole author of our salvation. So please keep your good works out of heaven. In Romans 6:7, St. Paul tells us, "For one who has died has been set free from sin." What does this mean? Indeed, we died with Christ on Calvary. On Calvary is where our sins were paid in full by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We will also live with him in paradise in the resurrection. In the meantime, who knows what the future in this life will hold for Herr Junker Jorg or even Martin Luther. But who knows what the future holds in this life for any of us? But take comfort, friends. Absolutely, God is in control and his holy angels watch over us. Yet life can take some surprising turns. Who knows? Perhaps someday, Brother Martin will marry an ex-Roman Catholic nun from Nimshin Abbey near Grima, 16 years his junior, a descended daughter of minor nobility, who was discovered in a wooden pickle herring barrel near Wittenberg. Can you believe that ever happening to Brother Martin? Das ist ganz kvatsch. Das ist ganz unmöglich. It is completely silly and completely out of the question. Impossible. Yet perhaps very wonderful blessings are given to us by God, even during those times that seem crazy, and even when we begin to ask, where are you, Lord? But Emmanuel, God is among us. He is with us. Indeed, he is with us always. God bless. Have a nice day, and amen.
Amen.
I did that without my glasses.
Having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess the faith once delivered for all time for the saints, as we find it in the Apostles' Creed. Together, brothers and sisters, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated.
If you'll join me in the Eucharistic prayer, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Storytelling God, you had too much love within your Trinity to keep it to yourself.
And so you made a universe in which to bring forth the earth, and an earth in which to raise up a people, and a people in which to come among us in your Son, that we may know your purpose, never to be except to be with us in him forever. Through patriarchs and prophets, through men and women of courage and kings, through the redemption of failure and the transformation of faithlessness, you embodied your relentless will to abide with us in the death and resurrection of your Son and the sending of your Spirit. You turned your covenant with your people into an invitation to all the world. And so we thank and praise you with angels and archangels singing your song of glory.
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Inscribing God, in Jesus your word was made flesh. In your scriptures that flesh was made word. In your church and in your kingdom that word is made flesh again. By the power of your Holy Spirit, bring your scriptural promise to fulfillment in your people gathered together in your name. By that same Spirit, sanctify this bread and this wine, that they may be for us the very body and blood of your Son, our Savior, who at supper with his disciples took bread, gave you thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and again he gave you thanks, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink you all of this. This is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Inspiring God, you give us your scriptures for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, and for building us up in service to you and your world. Open your children's hearts each time your church opens your word of life. Send your Spirit upon evangelists, teachers, preachers, and healers, that the wind and fire of Pentecost may thrill and transform your people today. Make your Son's disciples feel their hearts burning within them as you speak with them and they find their story in your story. Until the day you draw us into your book of life and we are gathered between the covers of your glory, ever one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Jesus paid it all. Period. Salvation is a gift freely given to all. Our role is simply to say, "Thank you, Eucharista, the Eucharist." So I offer this precious gift to all those who love our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with sincerity and truth, to come and to receive our Passover lamb, which was given for all. The table is spread. Let us keep the feast.
thank you, our Father, for giving us your Son. We thank you that in your Son, he tasted death so that we, through him, would have eternal life and taste and see that the Lord and the Lord alone is good. We rest in your goodness. We thank you for your righteousness. And we cling to your grace, found only in Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Let us stand and sing a very fitting hymn. Having realized how wonderful the gospel is, let us go tell it on the mountain. Upon you and give you peace, both now and forevermore. Amen. The service is over. Go in peace to love and serve our Lord. Thanks be to God.